You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I interviewed Luke Hibblewhite, the Welfare Vice President of the Auckland University Students Association, about how the first fees-free year has gone. So I started by asking him what AUSA's experience of the first year of fees-free education has been like.
There's kind of two answers to that. I guess the first is it's really pleasing to see uni students back on the radar of central government, and it's really pleasing to have such a big amount of funding going directly to them. Our second point would be that we'd prefer it goes directly into the cost of living. The thing that prices people out of the university and makes uni inaccessible is the cost of living. It's not people worrying about their fees. I run a welfare grant scheme, which is the students at the absolute far end of financial hardship apply for that, and they're never worried about paying their student loan in 10 years' time. They're worried about eating next week. And so it's really pleasing to have so much money and to have tertiary students at the centre of government policy again, but it would be really the fees-free itself is not so well directed.
Okay, so how do you feel about the living allowances that students are currently receiving?
Again, really pleasing that got increased. And I think that's the most, for me and the AUSA, probably that's the most pleasing increase that we've seen. And that sort of big $50 increase that happened at the start of the year in terms of living costs and student allowance. So that's really pleasing. Again, it's not enough. Rents in Auckland are climbing much faster than that amount of money is going up, but really pleasing to see it's an issue that's once again being addressed.
Okay, so do you think that the focus should be switched from the fees to just living costs for students?
I mean, probably not exclusively. You need some, you know, people do want to think a little bit about the future and think about their fees a bit, but the really key concern for students isn't fees, it's living costs. And so if you're going to do another, you know, huge investment in fees, well, of that value, I suppose, it would be better if it went towards the cost of living.
Okay, so how do you think we should be measuring the success of the fees-free initiative?
I think there's a few metrics. One would be, does it encourage more students into tertiary education? I don't have exact numbers on that, but I don't think there's been a dramatic increase in the numbers of students enrolling in tertiary education. I think that's an important metric because it would show if it's actually making tertiary education more accessible or not. And again, my feeling is that if it's not making tertiary education more accessible, the reason for that is because it's not addressing the thing that prices people out of education, which is the cost of living. I guess another metric would be a much more long-term one, and that's how long does it actually ultimately take people to pay off their student loan, and how does that impact them on life down the track? And I suppose it'll take a much longer time to measure that one.
So many are criticising the initiative, saying that it only helps middle-class students. But who do you think that it's really benefiting at the moment?
Yeah, again, I don't have the exact numbers on whether or not it has improved uptake of tertiary or improved enrollment numbers. My feeling is that inequality tends to actually happen before people get to university. And so while university can be a great leveller, you need to actually, if to use it as a leveller, you need to encourage people from lower socioeconomic groups into university. And if, you know, just wiping a whole lot of fees, which is effectively not money that students are going to see for, you know, another at least 5-6 years when they start paying off their loans, is not going to encourage, you know, lower socioeconomic groups into tertiary study. So I guess ultimately it's benefiting the types of students who are already coming to university, and that is, well, not exclusively the middle-class students, it's that they are the overwhelming majority.
Okay, so do you think that maybe instead of targeting tertiary fees, we could be focusing this investment earlier in life, in the lives of students?
Well, I think it's really pleasing that it is going to uni students. Obviously, I'm speaking from the point of view of being a students' association. And so it's really pleasing that tertiary students are getting more support. I just think there's more effective ways to support tertiary students so that it does support the members of the low socioeconomic groups and not just the middle classes. And that's why I keep going back to the cost of living, because, I mean, for me, it's the cost of living is what ultimately prices people out of university. It's people, the decision people make when they leave school about, can I afford to go to university and not earn money for 5 or 6 years and my parents can't afford to support me and I won't, you know, be able to work full time, or should I go and get a job and, you know, a much lower paid job long term, but get a low wage job now so I can afford to eat for the next wee while. And so my feeling is addressing that and making that decision, or making university the more attractive option in that decision, would be more effective.
Okay, so do you have any ideas on how we could make living at university more accessible? How do you think the best way to do that would be?
I mean, I guess the starting point's always more money. So if you're going to invest, I think the amount fees-free cost was about $1.9 billion. But again, I'm not certain on that. But I think, you know, if you're going to invest a sum of money around that much, I would rather see it go towards the cost of living rather than towards fees, or at least a larger proportion go towards the cost of living. So I think that would be a big help. But then there's also, obviously, it's not only students who face issues with rising cost of living. So, you know, you need to be doing more work to be dropping the rent, cost of rent, and sort of all those broader societal issues that contribute to a high cost of living.
Interesting. So did you have any other additional comments that you'd like to make?
Yes, I would just want to really re-emphasise that from our point of view, the most pleasing thing about the whole Fees Free initiative, and while we might have issues with where the money's been spent, is really pleasing to us to see that it is still going towards tertiary students, and it's really pleasing to see tertiary students once again being a kind of significant, being seen as politically significant, and it being seen as important for politicians to be making policies that will appeal to tertiary students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.